ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a question which a lot of people ask and which is a very interesting question. This question is about that which increases the intellect. How can we increase our intellect? As we know, the aql, or the intellect, is a very important concept within Islam. And, you know, it is مَا أُبِدَ بِهِ الرَّحْمَانِ وَمَا اكْتُسَبَ بِهِ الْجِنَانِ. It is that by means of which the beneficent God is worshipped, and that by means of which heaven is acquired. But at the same time, people want to know, you know, how can we increase the intellect? What is it? What can we do by means of which our intellects can be perfected and they can be strengthened? Fortunately, we have an answer to this question in the form of hadith, which we will not relate for you, and you can see how we have been asked to increase our intellect. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "The intellect is an intrinsic thing that increases with knowledge and experiences." تَزِيدُ بِالْعِلْمِ وَالْتَجَارِبِ. Right, so experiences, they help in the increase of the intellect. In another hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following. He said, "Frequent study of matters of knowledge opens the intellect." So studying and you know, investigating into matters of wisdom and knowledge, this helps us increase, it helps the increase of our intellect. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Frequent study of matters of wisdom fertilizes the intellect." So it sows seeds of in the intellect, which then blossom and then grow. And he also said the following. He stated three things which can help perfect the intellect. He said the perfection of the intellect lies in three things. The first is humility before Allah, being humble before Allah. Second is having a strong conviction, being convinced and having a strong conviction, obviously about matters of religion. And finally, the Imam said, and silence, except when speaking good. Silence and being silent, right, is good, and it helps in the increase of the intellect, except when you're speaking about something good, and you know, like for example, you're doing Amr bil Ma'ruf, enjoining the good, or forbidding the evil, wan nahy an al munkar, right? These are all things that can help in the increase in the intellect. And finally, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he once reminded Muawiyah of the use of his intellect and said, "The intellect is only perfected through following the truth," meaning following the truth, acting upon its dictates and accepting it. These are what help the intellect blossom and become perfected. And in reply to this, it's interesting that Muawiyah said, "There is only one thing in your chest," meaning allusion to the fact that you only think about one thing, and that is the truth. You attribute everything, the goodness and the perfection of everything, to the truth. These are all things that can help us in a blossoming of the intellect. And obviously, when our intellect blossoms and grows, you know, it also leads to us worshiping God more and also getting more reward in the hereafter. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the things that help in the increase of the intellect. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.